And this is something that has great big, kind of shiny green leaves, has large white flowers.
Magnolias?
Mm-hmm. And then something that starts with an R that's kind of related to that.
Rhododendron?
Right. And if you're speaking about the man you're married to, you say, I must ask my...
husband.
And the husband would say, I must ask...
my wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
And male parent is your...
father.
And what did you call your father when you were a child?
Oh, daddy.
And what did you call your mother?
Mother.
Now, were there any other terms of affection that you used other than mother and daddy?
Well, I suspect that we did say sometimes mommy and puppy.
Okay, sure. And then the together they were your
parents.
And then their parents were your
grandparents.
And the male was called the
grandfather.
And what did you call your grandfather?
Grandpa.
And what did you call your and his wife was your
grandma.
All right. And if you talk, if someone's talking about your children, their offspring. And I gave you the word that they say our
children.
Are there any other words you might use?
Kids.
Okay. And if someone has a son and he has a name, he calls him Shorty or something like that.
Nickname.
Okay. And how about a name like that for just a little baby? The term basket name or pet name mean anything to you? Either of those at all common? Or just nickname?
Just nickname.
Uh-huh. Okay, and something you put a baby in, you're going to take it out take it outside. There's four wheels and maybe a hood over it.
Or strollers.
All right. Now, is that something they can lie down in?
Well, some of them can.
All right. This is more like a bed, though. You know, it has a hood over it. Would you more likely call that a carriage or a buggy or a
carriage?
All right. And when you take a baby out of that, you say you're going to.
Take it in the fresh air?
Or would you say roll or ride or air the baby or wheel the baby?
Well, I'd say ride, I think.
All right. And a female offspring would be called a...
girl.
And she wouldn't be a son, she'd be a...
daughter.
And a woman who's going to have a baby, you'd say she is...
pregnant.
And a woman who assists in the birth of a child who isn't a nurse, necessarily.
Midwife.
Do they ever call them anything else? Remember when years ago they used to call them anything other than midwives?
Well, they speak of them as grannies.
They still use that?
No, we don't have any midwives anymore.
Okay. And if a boy has facial features very much like his father, you might say that boy...
favors or resembles.
All right. And would you use the same thing if he had, it was the same way in disposition? Say he behaves the same way as his father.
Yes, he has characteristics of his father.
Okay, and say she had a hard life. She what? Six children. She
raised.
All right, a child bad, you might say, you're going to get a...
reform school?
This is just something you're going to punish this
child. Oh, you're going to get a whipping?
All right. Now, would that be pretty severe or mild?
Yeah. Well, I'd say whipping would be severe.
What might you call it if it were a little less severe?
Paddling.
Okay. And if you haven't seen a child for a long time, you might say, my, how you
have grown.